Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode
23
of Insanely Chill with me, your host, Cody Coe. Let's start it. That would be a good place to play an intro jingle if I had one, but I don't. So now I'm just going to have to make a segue, awkward segue into the start of this thing. How's it going? How you guys doing? I'm pretty good right now. I'm finally back from my trip. I was in, as I'm sure all of you know this, and everyone on my social media, because I posted about it nonstop, I was in Iceland for a few days and then flew to Amsterdam for a few days and was there. And now I flew back on Sunday, and I've been back since Sunday. And you know what? I'd like to say that I feel good right now, but I feel like shit from this jet lag. What is that, man? It gets me every time. It's so brutal. Feels like it's 4 a.m. Doesn't even feel like a time, actually. It feels like the only other feeling I can compare to this is when in college, you know, when you stay up all night studying for finals in college and you're just like pounding Red Bull all night, and then you do the exam and you're sitting there. Maybe it's like an afternoon exam and you're sitting there after the exam at like 3 p.m. and you haven't slept in however many hours, 36 hours or whatever, and you're just sitting there like zombie mode, but you're like too tired to sleep and like too artificially awake. That's what jet lag feels like. It's like I can't even think. Yesterday I was at lunchtime, I was standing there and I was like, why do I hate everybody? I was like standing in this crowded restaurant, and it was Memorial Day. It's like a holiday, right? It's like everyone's like smiling, and you know, people are drinking and everyone's happy in this restaurant. It's like a salad place, you know, so the general clientele in there anyways are kind of just weirdly happy because everyone's super healthy. You know, you walk into a salad place and the energy is really high because everyone's like, yeah, I just got done with Pilates. Oh yeah, you should meet my spin instructor. He's great. Everyone's like, everyone just got out of a workout. Everybody in fucking Sweet Greens or Greenleaf is the place that I was at. Also, why are the names so similar? Just like there's Sweet Greens, Green Leaf, Chopped Greens, fucking Tender Greens. Why are they all the same? But you notice that everybody in those places always just got out of a workout. Always. You walk in there and everyone's got like fresh sweat stains and everyone smells, but everyone's smiling because their fucking endorphins are pumping because they just got done with a sweet hot yoga sesh. I haven't worked out in a while. That's why I'm so bitter. what the fuck was I saying? I'm pissed. It threw me off because I just got I don't know if you guys know this, I'm on Cameo, right? Devin started this company with some other people, and it's like a website you can go and you can book somebody to say happy birthday to your friend or whatever. And I'm on there. So I've been doing a lot of them. People have been booking me for a bunch of them, which is awesome. And I love doing them. And I've gotten a 5-star rating for every single one. But I just got my first 4-star rating. And she goes, took a minute, but she loved it. Thank you, Cody. And she docked me a star. It took a while because I was in fucking remote cities in Iceland where I had no internet. That's actually not true. I did have internet, but I was staying in these hostels with like 90 other people. You want me to pull up my phone and be like, hey, what's up, Lindsay? Happy birthday. All the other people in the hostel are like, what is going on? Can you record your birthday message elsewhere, please? So I was in Greenleaf standing there and everyone's happy. It's Memorial Day. And I was like, why do I hate everybody here right now? Why do I hate everybody? I want everyone to leave and I want to eat my salad by myself. But it's because I was jet lagged. I figured it out. I was tired as shit. It was 4 a.m. Amsterdam time or something. I was just, you know, ready to be in bed. And I got to be honest, I feel like that right now. which is a kind of starting to be a theme in this podcast. One day I'm super hungover. The next day I'm in a car with Devin. And there's like a fucking, and now I'm jet lagged. I'm just not giving you guys the best version of me. Because I always feel like shit. So maybe it's time for a lifestyle change. Maybe that's the lesson. Maybe this is a lesson for you and me. Speaking of which, one of the cameos that I got requested for was this guy, and he was like, basically, I need help getting in shape. Like, the vast majority of them are like, hey, say happy birthday to my friend. She's a big fan and she's turning 21 or whatever. So that's usually the ones I do. But then this one was like, I need motivation to get in shape. So I had fun with that one. It was like a good, like, 45 second video where I was like, you know, I'm motivating myself almost. Cause I, you know, you're on vacation. It's fucking hard to stay in shape, dude. Just drinking beer all day and like eat, like the food in Amsterdam is horrible. I've never seen that amount of shitty food, like per capita, and people just eating it like on the street. Like, the big thing there is fries. That's the big thing. And they have these places that are just like these little fast food joints on the street. Everything's really close there because it's like all these like small old European like buildings and whatever. So everything's really close. So there's these like little fry places you can go and get like a cone of fries with like cheese or like ketchup on them or whatever. And everybody's walking around eating these fucking things. And they're like open super late. So you can go after you're out drinking, which why would you not do that? It's like the best drunk food ever. Just fries with fucking American cheese on it. It's not even like poutine. It's not like that. It's like just American fries with like barbecue sauce on it. Oh, mwah, mwah. Delicioso, delicio. Don't know what language that was. Delicios. Spanish, maybe? Why am I doing the Italian thing? Ah, ah. Creme de la creme. So good, though. And then there's, like, churros are a big thing there. And, like, pastries just in general. Like, waffles and pancakes. It's just all very carby. A lot of carbs, a lot of starches. And so I was there. You know, you're there for... And beer, too. Right? Beer. Heineken is from Amsterdam. It's brewed there. Like, the fucking factory is there or whatever. So we're drinking beer constantly. We're eating all this shitty food. And like, you're not working out because you're not going to like find a gym. I guess you could. You could find a gym. We just kind of choose not to. It's annoying. You Yelp a gym. Hey, what's a good gym around here? You got to pay the drop-in fee. It's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get used to another gym. I got my gym. I'm a regular there now. You know, I nod to people. People I see all the time. I'll give them the nod. And they'll nod back. Because we recognize each other. Never speak. But we'll do the, hey, it's good. What's up? What's good? And they go, hey, dude. What's up? Like, obviously we're not saying that. But you can see it in their eyes. They're like, yo, what's up? I recognize you. I see you all the time. You're a regular. And you're pretty jacked. That's what they're thinking. Probably not. They're just thinking, hey, there's that weird kid with the... They're probably thinking, hey, didn't that kid have brown hair before? He looked fine. Why did he go fuck it all up? Why'd he go fuck it up? The fuck happened to his head? He was fine. Now he's got a shitty tattoo on his calf and he's got bad blonde hair. That's probably what they're thinking. So I didn't want to go find a new gym because I'm a regular at my gym. And I would just feel like I'm cheating on my gym a little bit. Right? Because I feel like if I go to like an Equinox in LA or something like that, Golds will know. And I'll come in there and the people won't nod to me anymore. And that would suck because I've already spent 4 or 5 months moving my way up to nod status. One day these guys will be spotting me. I'll be on the fucking squat rack squatting 500. And these guys will be spotting me, right? Or benching whatever, 350 maybe one day. Who knows? And these guys will be spotting me. But as soon as I go to another gym, I'm going to lose all that. Because they know. You know. So instead, what I would do, I went out for like a run or two when I was in Amsterdam. But it's still like, it just does not negate the amount of fucking calories and just bad shit I was putting in my body. So yeah, gained a little bit of weight. And now it's time to get back in the fucking gym and do the damn thing. Which is... You know, summer's coming up. And I'm going to Europe again in 3 fucking weeks. 3 weeks three and a half weeks I'm getting on a plane to Barcelona. And going to like, I might go to San Sebastian, which is like the food capital of the world. Oh my God. It's a thing with me. You guys might have the answer to this, but it's always, you know, I've always in my life been, what do they call it when you like get out of shape and then you're in shape, out of shape, in shape. It's like there's a term for that. Where you can't, there's no like happy medium basically. It's like, I'm either really focused on my fitness and eating well, or I'm just totally out of it. There's a word for that. I need to be able to find that middle ground. I don't know how to do that, because it's like every time you go on vacation or whatever, it's just like, it's like, well, why wouldn't I just absolutely indulge to the highest degree? Why wouldn't I do that? I'm only here once. Why not just eat every single bad thing there is, including fries, which we have here in America fucking anyways. So why even eat them there? But for some reason, it feels like, oh, I got to do it because I got to have fries in Amsterdam every day for every meal. So, I mean, if you guys know how to make that, you know, lifestyle change. Recently, I've been pretty good the past couple months, but, you know, just with these vacations and shit. So, yeah, going to Europe again. I'm going to be going to Barcelona. I know I've already told you guys this, but, I mean, I'll reiterate just in case you're new here. If you're new here, what's good? Big what up. Thanks for listening. Hope you're enjoying so far. Going to Barcelona, and then I'm flying to London. Going to be there for a few days, and then I'm going to Hungary, and then I might go to Greece afterwards. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know where I'm going to go after. We'll see. We'll see. Play it by ear. Yeah, dude, Amsterdam was fucking... Amsterdam has to be one of the my favorite cities I've ever been to my entire life. Actually, I'd never been there before. Always wanted to go. And we made like a last minute decision. Actually, we were in the airport in LA flying to Iceland. And we were like, we don't want to be in Iceland for 8 days. Cause that's when our flight back was. So we're like, let's fucking try and find a cheap flight elsewhere in Europe. And I Googled it. Amsterdam was the only place that was reasonably priced to go. So we're like, fuck it. We went, and it was amazing. If you haven't been to Amsterdam, that should be a place that's definitely high on your list. We stayed in like a relatively cheap Airbnb, and it's just like the city is so fucking lively. It's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. It is stunningly beautiful. The canals and all the old ass European fucking houses and shit. You know what I'm talking about? They're all like so old that they're all leaning, which cannot be structurally sound. None of these built, like, I don't know how one of them hasn't like just absolutely toppled over yet, because they're all leaning on each other like fucking dominoes. All of them, they're just ready to one day all topple over. And they're all like houses now, they're like residential things and neighborhood or restaurants and whatnot. It's crazy, but they're stunningly beautiful. And the canals, they're all on the canals, and so the canals are like just like a series of canals, as they're otherwise called, as we like to call them, canals. Love canals. canals are beautiful. So there's like little bridges all over the place, and they just like, it goes on, you know, it's not like the, here we go again, I'm going to bring up Venice. God damn it. I don't know, whatever, I'm going to do it. Similar, it's not like the Venice canals, because, you know, here, there's like, it's like a block, square block where there's a bunch of canals, and in Amsterdam's huge, and you can walk for, you know, miles. It's amazing. Super, super beautiful. We didn't really go to any museums or anything. We mostly just hung out, enjoyed the sun. The weather was beautiful when we were there, and just drank. The first night we got there, though, the first night Devin and I landed, and we get in an Uber to get to our like hotel, and there's fucking people everywhere. Everywhere. It looked like, you ever see that picture of like the Women's March in LA or anywhere actually, where it's just like hundreds of thousands of people in one square fucking mile? It looked like that. And they were all wearing the jersey of like, I guess, the football team from Amsterdam, who we found out had just lost the finals or the semifinals or something of some fucking tournament. I don't know anything about sports here, let alone in Europe. Nothing about football. But word around the street was, or someone like DM'd us or something. Actually, yeah, someone DM'd Devin, I think it was like, hey, be careful out there tonight. There's going to be a lot of like mad Europeans. But apparently like they had lost the semifinals or whatever. But it's just, the streets were fucking packed. And trash everywhere. Just drunk people everywhere and trash fucking everywhere. It was disgusting. And we were like, yo, is this what this city is like? Because this is dope. This is turned the fuck up. And I never want to leave. That's what we were thinking. Because we were like, but it turned out, because it was like 10:30 p.m. or something when we first went out to like meet the guy that we were like getting the keys from for Airbnb. And it was just so lively. And I was like, I guess this is coming from Iceland was a gigantic shock, because in Iceland, it's like, especially during the week, it's just dead. It's dead. Like, it's like a kind of Reykjavik. It's like a little bit of a ghost town, a little bit. Amsterdam was just like so much energy. So like, I guess it didn't end up being like that all 3 days, obviously, because it just happened to be because of the soccer game or whatever. But one thing I did notice is that the most European thing in the entire world is chanting. If you're European, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. Americans do not do this. People in North America, they don't do this, where they like walk down the street and they're drunk as fuck and they just start chanting something. Or you're in a pub and they start chanting something and everyone joins in. It's dudes too. It's like the women, I think, don't do it. The dudes just do it naturally. It's like just built into them. It's the weirdest, it's the funniest shit ever. You could go up to a guy and it's always like soccer chants, or that's the weird part. It's like, I think it's like anything. Like a lot of the times they just sounded like they were chanting, like you're just going, like not even saying words. I bet you could go up to a European dude. Like I'm talking like, this is the same when we were traveling in Southeast Asia, and we met like Irish dudes, English dudes. They all do this. You could walk up to one, put your arm around him and just start chanting like STD. And they would just do it. It's just like built into them. They would just be like, yeah, STDs. Hey, hey, hey. And they start like hopping up and down, and like one of them falls over, and then they like sort of stop chanting. It's amazing. Everybody did that shit. Everybody. Why is that? Why do you guys like to chant? And why don't Americans do that? Like we'd be like waiting at the train stop, and a group of five dudes would just start chanting, and it's like so loud, and they're chanting some, I don't know, not STD, but they're something else, celebrating something. And it's like so loud, echoing off the buildings, and everyone's just like sitting at the train station, like it's just like a normal occurrence. If you did that in America, people would be like nervous. They'd be like, what are these dudes on? What are they? Why are they chanting? Or they would just assume that you're super fucked up. It became like, especially that first night after the soccer game, it just became like every time we saw it, it was like we were counting them. It's like the amount of times we saw people chanting. I almost wanted to get involved a couple times, you know? Hey, what are you guys chanting? You mind if I chant along with you? I myself am a fan of chanting as well. Just call me Chanting Tatum. Do you want to chant that? No? That's cool. Well, I'll just join in on the next chant. So you guys enjoy the chant, and I'll just be over here. So just wait. I'll just be over here fucking my own face. So maybe that's why I'm hating on it, because I never got to join in on a real chant. It's so funny. I think Europeans just love being loud. They just love being loud and like just like alpha. Every dude was just so like alpha. Like I watched, we were walking through the red light district, which is fucking insane. If you've ever been to Amsterdam, it's insane. It's everything that anyone has ever told me about the red light district. It's that. But we'd walk through it and you'd see like these prostitutes are just like chilling, right? And the English guys would just be like catcalling them almost. It's like, dude, they're prostitutes. You don't have to catcall them. You don't have to do that. They do that to you. Like, why do you have to be like, but it's just like they, you know, there's like Irish dudes that just like feel like they need to be alphas, like in control. Looking at the prostitute like, yeah, like I could fuck you, but I'm not gonna right now. and then they'd start chanting. I saw one dude get literally slapped by a prostitute because he was an Irish dude, and he insulted her, like, and she didn't do anything. She was standing there, and her friend like was drunk, or his friend was drunk, and he like walked by and like looked at her all disgusting or something, and she kind of made a, you know, he like kept walking, and she kind of made a face, and he was behind her, and he was like, "Oh, like we'll probably find a better layover there, anyways." And she was like, "What the fuck?" She slapped him on the head. And he just like walked out and lit a cigarette. It was just like, oh, just the most awful exchange. No, I mean, not all Europeans are like this, obviously, but I just feel like it's, I mean, I guess like New Jersey dudes maybe are like this too, but it's just like, I don't know, the bravado and just like the proud pride of being a European dude. And also another very, very European thing. Another very European thing, especially in Amsterdam, is to sit on your windowsill and like hang one leg off and like smoke a cigarette or something. So many people were doing that. Like families, like moms were sitting there on the windowsill, like two stories up, swinging one leg off and having a beer or smoking a cigarette. It's like, is there no safety code in this damn country? No, I'm kidding. I mean, I would like to see that more in the States. You just don't, you know, you don't see that. Like, it'd be like the equivalent of me. I don't know. You can't really see the balcony here, but like just going to the balcony and like just hanging one leg off. Like it's got to be pretty unsafe. Like you got to think someone at some point would be like, "Yo, dude, would you mind just like not doing that? It's making me nervous." But Europeans, they love to do that shit. I mean, maybe it's just like the Dutch. I don't know. But, it's pretty funny, dude, walking around the red light district. The reason why it's so insane is because if you haven't been there and you're a dude, and I guess a woman too, but like as when you're growing up, you hear a lot about the red light district, right? It's like infamous just around the world. And what you hear is that these women stand in windows in their underwear and they like beckon you to come in basically, but you know, if you're walking around there, you're essentially like window shopping basically. And then if you want to like indulge, you just like go up and they let you in and whatever. And that's exactly what it is. I thought there would be some sort of like caveats or I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. I didn't think it would be like that. Like for some reason when I was younger, I remember seeing a comic or something about the red light district and the way it was drawn. I just was like, there's no way that this can be real, that it can be actually like this. Like, you know, you're basically essentially window shopping for sex, right? And that's exactly what it is. We checked into our Airbnb and we went to a cafe like near Dam Square, which is sort of near the red light district. So we're like, should we go check it out? Sure, fuck it. And we walked around and as soon as we get there, I walked by the first window and I was like, holy fuck, red neon lights and a window with the girl in it. It was like basically naked. And like tapping the glass and being like, "Hey, come in, Blondie." It's exactly what that comic was when I was younger. This is it. It was not embellished at all. It's just that. And the weirdest part about it is that there's like families walking around. It's like the highest traffic area in terms of like tourism. It's like, because there's a bunch of like really good restaurants there, and it's where all like the weed cafes are. So it's just like tons of fucking people walking around. Looking at these girls, like fucking families, people like with little kids. We were walking around the neighborhoods and we were like, yo, I would not bring my kids here. Like, way to scar them early. That'd be the equivalent of me reading that comic when I was a kid to just seeing it in real life and being like, no, this is exactly how it is. This is a real thing that exists and society is fucking crazy. But apparently it's all like regulated and the prostitutes are taxpayers and stuff like that. And there's actually like issues with them being discriminated because they can't get mortgages and shit like that. And so like the government is trying to protect them, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy. It's just a different fucking world, man. Different world. Different world. And the best thing about Europe is that you can drink on the street. Oh, that's so dope, man. Open container laws, or no open container laws, I guess. Just you like take your beer to go, pop into a cafe and grab a can of Heineken and just walk with it. It should be a thing here. Like, you feel like you're being so badass in Europe. You're like, oh, yeah, this is fucking sick. This is the way life should be. But it is. Like, why can't you do that here? Why can't you just walk down this? Like, as soon as I leave my house with a can of Heineken, it's all of a sudden like I could fucking get arrested for that. It's crazy. It's liberating to walk down the street and get drunk at the same time. Oh, man. I can't. Dude, actually, when we were walking around the red light district, there's like, so there's this like, it's hard to explain it. It's like a really skinny alley in the red light district, and tons of people walk through it because it takes you to like another area. But it's really, really congested. Like, it's like two people can walk next to each other at the same time. So I'm walking, right? And it's like nighttime, and this might have been on the first night after the soccer game when it was like packed. Walking out of this like area where there's a bunch of prostitutes, basically. And I'm walking beside this kid, and he looks at me and he's like, oh. He's like, wait, are you Cody? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I watch all your videos. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is the worst moment to get recognized. The worst moment. Walking out of this like prostitute area in the red light district. Just because the same reason I was walking out as him. He was like checking it out. But like, you don't know that, right? Like, I don't know that he wasn't in there indulging. You know what I'm saying? Getting a, you know, I don't know. He could have been laying pipe, right? He could have been laying wood in there. I don't know. Neither did he about me. So we see, well, like, actually, I can probably confidently say that he wasn't, because he was like about 13. So that would have been full. That's a whole nother level of fucked up if he was in there. And I'm just going to assume that he wasn't. But we're both looking at each other like, oh my God, this is super fucking weird. So, yo, shout out to that kid. Just know I wasn't doing anything, you know? Know that. But shout out to you. Thanks for watching my videos and appreciate that. Very random seeing him in Amsterdam, but it's cool. I like when that shit happens. Another dude that we saw walking down the streets. Dude, this is so funny. We're walking down, it's nighttime again, walking down the streets. And Europeans are like very cool generally, right? Like the Dutch. And it's pretty clear who's American, right? The Europeans are all like well-dressed and just like generally, you know what I mean? Generally they are, except for like some, I guess like particular people from Ireland or whatnot. Like the type of dudes that I was talking about before, like the alpha fucking blokes. You know, like the lads, they're all wearing like weird tracksuits and shit like that. So not them. I'm talking about like, you know, like Dutch older people. They all dress really well. Italians, whatever. Americans don't, I would say, generally. Tourists, at least. So you can always like point out who's an American, whatever. This kid was walking down the street. He was wearing a Virginia baseball t-shirt. It said Virginia baseball on the neck. He's walking down the street hammered with his buddy. And he goes, they're in the red light district, and he smacks his friend. He goes, this is fucking gay. Let's see some whores. It's fucking gay. I want to see some whores. And he like screamed it. He fucking straight up like screamed that, like the whole fucking block heard. And it's like this just total like ignorant American kid had no idea how many people just heard that, what came out of his mouth. Yo, this is fucking gay. Let's go see some whores. Let's go see some whores. Dude, I hate walking next to all these people, man. I'm feeling gay. Feel like I'm fucking gay. I need to go see some tits. ASAP, dude. Virginia baseball. That's what I'm talking about. We see titties. Some fucking whores. Not gonna sleep with them, though. But I'm gonna look at them. Because that's going to make me feel less gay. I don't fuck with tourists around me. Okay, that's gay. I want to see some whores. He must have been fucking 20 years old. Just going to grow up to be an awful, awful person. Guaranteed. And then. So generally the trip was very, very fun. We did a lot of shit. Saw a lot of shit. Had a lot of fun. And then on the last night, The last night, this is the shit that went down. We met some dude at a club the night before or something, and he goes, we were like, what's the move tomorrow night? Because the club that we were at wasn't that poppin', so we were like, what's the move tomorrow night? We want to make sure we like have a good night out while we're in Amsterdam before we leave. And he goes, all right, there's a big party at Shelter tomorrow. So we're like, okay, sure. We wrote it down. Next day, we're like, what should we do tonight? And they're like, oh, wait, that dude told us to go to this club. We look it up. There's like a DJ, three DJs playing, three or four DJs. Looks like some sort of rave. It goes like 7 a.m. We're like, perfect. Let's hit this. This will be fun. You know, raves in Europe. Sounds like a, you know, European rave. Hell yeah. Sounds awesome. Let's do it. So the time comes. It's like late, probably like about midnight. We decide to go. And we get there. You got to take a ferry across the channel or the river or whatever the fuck. Excuse me. We get there. We walk, like we get off the ferry, walk a couple blocks. We finally get there. It's a door that had come out of the ground, like upwards, like a cave or some shit, like a bat cave. It was insane. We were in that area earlier in the day and it was closed and we just didn't even see it. Didn't look like anything. It had a fucking like trap door and there was a giant line. There was one line of people who had tickets and there was one line of people who didn't have tickets. And so we didn't have tickets. And so we went into this line and it was moving pretty slowly, but it was moving. So we were like, all right, this is worth it. You know, if it's going to be open till 7, like whatever, we can spend 45 minutes in line and eventually make it in. So that's what we did. And we finally get to the front of the line, or I guess second to the front. There's a group of about four or five dudes in front of us. So the bouncer comes up and he looks at them and he just goes, sorry guys, not letting guys in right now. And the guys were like, okay, like we just waited 45 minutes and the bouncer just like was not having it. He was like, nope, sorry, not tonight, guys. Like the most, like the calmest, like don't fuck with me voice ever. He's like, not tonight. And so the guys were like, oh, fuck. And we saw that and we were like, fuck. That, you know, now we're not going to get in. So he opens up the thing and they just like walk away. And so now we're next in line. And so we're waiting there. And the fact that he didn't kick us out right away kind of meant, oh, there's potential. Maybe we're going to get in. So by this point, we had waited about 45 minutes and we're at the front of the line and there's like hope, right? So he starts letting the ticketed people in. And then finally, he comes over to us and he just looks us up and down. And he goes, oi, guys, just the three of you? And we're like, yep. And he goes, all right. Looks us up and down again. And he goes, who's playing tonight? And we're like, what? What's up? And he was like, who's playing? Just name one of the people that's playing. And we're like, oh, well, see, we don't actually know any specific people because, you know, just our friend is in there. I can give you his name. And he was the one who told us to come here tonight. So we're just kind of like looking for a good time. And he was like, sorry, guys. He's like, we've got people here that know the guy that are here for the show and we're not just letting partiers in right now. And we're like, well, we are partiers, but we also like love a good tune. Don't get me wrong. Big fan of music right here. You just call me Mr. Music because I love it. And so just let me in and I'm going to enjoy the music just as the other person who's there to see a certain person would be. And he was like, nope, sorry, guys. I asked you a very simple question. Just name one person who's playing. And since you can't do that, you got to go. And there was nothing we could do at that moment. Oh my God. It was the most disappointing thing ever. Cause we thought we were going to get in. We were so fucking close. He eyed us and goes, just the three of you. And we're like, oh yeah, baby, home free. Just this beautiful bumping party in this underground club that we're going to be in till 7. We're going to have a blast. And then all of a sudden, it just all came crumbling down. Ugh. I know I just made that way more dramatic than I needed it to be. It's actually kind of a boring story. But I wanted to come up, because then it just ruined our night. Nobody has ever gotten kicked out of or not let into a club and not been just pissed off for the rest of the night. I guess if you're a girl, you probably don't understand this, but guys, this is a thing. If you're not like a super rich or famous dude, like I've been to One Oak one time and I've gotten turned away the rest of the times. And it just afterwards, you're like, God damn it. I deserve to be in there. Fuck you, doorman. to quote 40-year-old version or whatever, you just hate the bouncer for the rest of the night. You're like, God, I want that dude to get a disease. And we just like, we couldn't stop talking about it. And eventually we were like, all right, shut up. Don't worry about this. It didn't ruin our night. Let's like, let's have fun. And it did. We just like went home. That was our last night in Amsterdam. So the club was called Shelter. If you know the bouncer at Shelter Club and you're listening to this, tell him fuck you for me. I would have enjoyed that goddamn show. I don't need to know who's playing. I would have yelped it would have Shazammed it, and they would have had a new fan. And now they didn't because of you, and I fucking hate you. But say it like kind of in a nice way, so that there's a chance I can go to that club in the future. You know, like say all that stuff, but be like funny about it, or like a little bit endearing. You know, be like, he said this, but like in a cool way. He's cool, and he, you know, next time he comes here, definitely let him in. Because he's a cool guy. Appreciate that. Oh. So I posted a video today. And today's Tuesday, by the way, that I'm recording this. Posted a video. I liked the video. I thought it was good. It's like me, I go back and read some old tweets from when I was from 2012. So when I was 22 years old. 21, actually. Yeah. No, 22. 21. I was 21. Sorry, I had to crack the old back. Went back and read some old tweets, and I thought it was funny, but fucking hell, dude. The comments are brutal. Y'all are getting fucking brutal with your comments. Like, every single video. I think, like, when I read fan fiction was the first video where the comments felt, like, generally positive. And now it's just nonstop roasts. It's crazy. Why do I command the roast so much? I just like, it's just getting so bad, dude. Do you want to read some of these things? Let's read a couple of like, just like the top ones. Let's see what we got. Okay. The first one. The video is 7 minutes and 26 seconds long. The first comment is, click 726 to skip the whole video. And there's 25 replies to that shit. Lol, save my life. Thank you. Not all heroes wear capes. Thanks. Shit, I almost watched this. Is there an app for that? Second comment. Second most upvoted comment. Dyed hair, pink shirt, dwelling in the past. You're definitely going through a midlife crisis. Third one. Int. Well, I guess that's not a roast. That's just a reference to a previous video. Fourth, Draco Malfoy looking ass. Fifth, none of your old tweets can make us cringe as much as your bleached hair. Shit, he's still blonde. If you're reading this, I'm beautiful. Also, Cody, you're old. It's so cute to see the elderly try to keep up with modern technology. These are all in a row. There's not a single nice one. About 22 years old. Ha, very funny, Grandpa. Next video, reading old pigeon post. Twitter is not for you, Grandpa. These are all in a row. Didn't know you could tweet in the 1920s. What the fuck? How is this joke not used up yet? Oh my God. And that's one of the things. So like in my last podcast, right, I talked about like why I deleted that vlog and all that stuff. I had a little bit of a crisis and I fucking deleted it because I thought it was shitty or whatever. And I talked a little bit about like the mean comments. Someone replied and they're like, dude, we like you because you don't give a shit, right? That's what we like you for, because you don't give a fuck and you'll upload whatever. And generally that's true, right? I really don't give a fuck. And I'm pretty just like, I don't know. I'm pretty secure. So I like to make fun of myself and shit. That's something that an insecure person says right there. I'm pretty secure. Yeah, I'm pretty secure. I would classify myself as a very secure person. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of insecurities here. No way. No, I have the same amount as any average person. I'm saying like, I'm usually pretty confident in my material and my content, right? And I am, but it's like, these comments eat away at you. They do. And it's hard to avoid it. It really is. You could be like, just don't read them, dude. Don't read your comments. But it's like, then what's the point? I want to know what people think of the videos and I want to see people enjoying them. That's the reason why I do it. I like to make people that people like to watch. And it's just like, I get no confirmation that that's actually what's happening, but people are watching the videos. But all that happens is I just get fucking roasted for my hair. It's not that bad. There are plenty of people whose hair is way worse. It's not the best. It's got a little bit of bronze in it now, and it's like I'm using the purple shampoo. I'm trying to keep it blonde, but it's just as hard. You know, it's a lot of maintenance, a lot of effort. But I think generally it looks fine. But I'm just getting roasted. I'm not asking for nice comments. I'm not doing that. I'm not like saying, hey, dude, would you mind? Just like give me a compliment next time. I'm just saying it's getting crazy. It's like a lot of the people are like, yo, like this comment section, it's like 80% roasts and 20% people going, yo, this comment section is brutal. Just also not a nice thing. There's like also not commenting nice things. They're just commenting on how fucking mean everyone else is being. Crazy, dude. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyways, I hope you did enjoy the video because I thought it was pretty funny. I didn't post a lot when I was away. I just posted the one vlog. I wanted to post more, so I got a few really funny ideas. I'm gonna get back on the grind, you know, because the grind does stop sometimes, but then you got to get back into it. I want to collab more with people. I think it'd be fun. So if you guys got ideas or whatever, I don't know. I'd like to like do videos with like Matt and fucking Zane and, you know, that crew because I love their shit and I think they're really funny. So hopefully maybe that'll happen if I fucking sack up and drive to, the valley where they live. Yeah, that's one thing though, dude. It's like when you're away, it's like it's hard to like. I like it's like the eating thing, hard to balance, partying, and like relax and work. It's either like one or the other for me. It's like I'm all the way in, and I'm having like a really productive week, or I'm just like on vacation and not giving a fuck about anything. And it's harder now that I'm like, you know, I'm my own boss essentially. And I'm normally when I'm here, I'm good at it. I'm like fucking making myself do videos, make myself edit, make myself write, make myself practice acting, make myself do this podcast, whatever. But I'm curious if you guys, if any fucking mid 20 year olds are listening right now, if you guys have the same issue where it's like, you know, making yourself be productive versus just like fucking off and drinking wine and chilling with your friends. How do you balance the two? It's tough. And I'm sure I've said this before. But it's the thing that, you know, that I think about a lot, essentially. Just being an adult, you know, adulting, as they say. I hate that word, adulting. Adulting. Anyways, gang, should I check the hashtag? We haven't checked the hashtag in a little bit. Shall we? Insanely chill. Close your damn fridge. Yeah, so here, I'll talk about this a little bit. The last podcast, Devin and I talked about how I leave the fridge open when I grab shit from it. And he closes it like in between, like I grab the eggs, lay them down, close the fridge, and then go back in and grab the... Or actually, no, the way he described it was a little bit more understandable. But anyways, the general consensus, I think, it seemed like it was kind of half and half. People are like, fuck no, I leave the fridge open. It's actually, you're wasting more energy when you close it. When you open and close it more times. Like, for example, this is a good example. If I were eating ice cream, I would open the freezer, take it out, and just like eat from the thing while the freezer's open. Which, actually saying that is probably, you should close it. But a lot of people agreed with me. So that was nice. Hearing that there's some people on my page, fellow people that leave the fridge open. You know, we're the rebels. We're the opposition. That's, yeah, you know what I'm trying to get at. You know what I'm getting at there. What side are you on in the Venice Beach versus Snapchat fight? Oh, great question. Great fucking question. That's a great question. I'm probably more on the Venice Beach side. And I again, I've discussed this in a previous podcast, but they fucking closed one of my favorite bars in Venice because they bought the goddamn building. And now I'm like slowly finding out that they literally own like all of Venice. Every building that's like is like unmarked and has like fogged windows is a fucking Snapchat building. Every single one. It's insane. They own the whole fucking place. And so like that just can't be good for the community in any way. It's like, go fucking get a headquarters somewhere. A big one, like a normal company. Why you gotta buy up all the buildings in this little amazing area? That can't be good. But they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. I don't know this, but if Evan Spiegel ever sat down and watched me say that on camera, if he was like just sitting and watch my podcast one day, listen, he'd just go, ha! Ha! I'm literally a billionaire. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I am a billionaire. You know what I mean? That's the attitude that I feel like they have. Because they're so like secretive and like then like they don't tell anyone where they are or what they're doing because they think they're some fucking sick ass tech. See, I'm clearly on the Venice Beach side, actually. I don't know. I'm just like, I gotta support Snapchat. But I just because you know, I've had a lot of fun with it and it holds a little place in my heart because I used to, you know, I used to be very into Snapchat. I used to do it all the time, but it's like I'm using Instagram more now. If you follow me on Snapchat, follow me on Instagram instead because I post stories there like pretty much exclusively now. And I just think it feels like that's where everyone's going. I don't know. Do you guys feel the same way? Let me know if you're still using Snapchat or not because it's just like Instagram's so much fucking better. It's so much better. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Snapchat still seems like they're doing, you know, they got a lot of money and they're not going away anytime soon. But, and that's it. That's all the questions on the hashtag. If you listen and you want to ask a question on Twitter, maybe use the hashtag insanely chill. Or just leave a comment on my YouTube video, I guess. If you're watching this on YouTube, shout out to you if you are and you made it this far. Because I know it's not a lot of you fuckers. A lot of you people on YouTube. Actually, no, it's a decent amount. It's a decent amount. We'll actually sit through the whole thing on YouTube, which is impressive, I should say. Just watching this shitty blonde-headed freak talk to himself about how he didn't get into a club in Amsterdam. All right, guys. You know, as usual, if you like this podcast, go ahead and give it a rating. We're at like 450 or some shit now. Crazy. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go over to the podcast app and, you know, subscribe and give it a rating. It helps. It helps me a lot, actually. And follow me on Twitter, Cody Co. Follow me on Instagram, Cody Co. If you like watching this, and this is nonstop with the promotion here, but go to my Patreon. Contribute to me or book me on Cameo or whatever. I've said this before and I say it again, but not making a lot of money from YouTube right now. So anything helps. And so I said that and someone was like, well, you have enough money to travel, don't you? It's like, yeah, but traveling really isn't that much money if you do it correctly. The flight to Iceland was $60. We bought it like last year when WOW Airlines did a sale and we got the flight for $60. And we stayed in hostels that were like $40 per night, whatever. It's really not that expensive to take trips. But you know what is expensive? Fucking buying cameras and shit. To make bomb ass content for y'all. So donate to my Patreon if you give a shit. But if not, I will see you next time. And I love you anyways. And praise be to all y'all. Bye.